Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Saubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
If you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant, our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of our cells, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about self-care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
Welcome to Essentials in concert with Female Solution. We have a very important show we're going to share with you today. It's about hidden toxins. And they're hidden in your food supply, your water supply. They're hidden in your body, they're hidden in your mouth, your tongue, right? We're going to talk about that. And there's a few things that we're going to reference today, so just to kind of give you an overview. This book, How Not to Die, by Michael Weaver, MD. We're going to reference this book, Toxic Overload, A Doctor's Plan for Combating the illness caused by the chemicals through our homes and our medicine cabinets. That was 236 pounds. We're going to talk about solutions. We're going to talk about the blood. We're going to talk about what I use multiple times a day. helps you detox your body and helped me when I was sick. We're going to talk about the timer to show the show, but I have a website to show you. Okay. And these things are all so critically important. I'll tell you why we're talking about it. So my husband and I went to a restaurant. It's an organic restaurant. And they've always filtered their products. And we checked that before we went. The last time we went, which was about 20 seconds, so about, you know, 8-9 days ago, we discovered they did filter water. We first discovered after we drank it. Now, you can see my eyes close up, but there's a reason I'm not wearing mascara today. Because the toxins are coming out of my eyes, pus out of my eyes. Because when toxins want out of your body, your lymphatic system is working the way it's supposed to. You're going to get every orifice of your body. That's right. Every single one. And it's not pretty. And we're going to talk about what you do to support yourself in terms of preventive care. And we're going to talk about what you do when you get exposed. Because we all get walking outside and you're breathing the air. That's why we're exposed. Because got to take gasoline. And of course, then the gasoline is up. But without further ado, I'm going to bring on my two partners in health, Naima Latif, executive producer, other than executive producer, because as much as that is a fantastic title, doesn't even cover what she knows. She's the executive producer of life. But his own health journey. He's going to talk, you know, about the time we consume electronically. All right. Let me do that first. Naima, welcome. Hi, beautiful.
Oh, well, thank you.
We just are in a lot of toxicity in our food, in our water. And then there's what was on the TV. But what people do not know about me is I have not, Andrew, your face is not in the, your face is not in the picture. Yeah. I can't.
Let me tilt down your lap a little. I can see you.
Okay, you're good. You're good. Oh, there you go. Bye. Okay. So,
you may need to tilt it. Yeah, tilt it.
Oh, because our heads are wonky. Yeah. Okay, got it. There you go, doll. Yeah. So, there's a lot of toxicity in this household. The water supply, we had issues. The bathtub we had issues with because the bathtub leaked. Yeah, we'll talk about that name. We can see this crap through this. Then there was what we chose to watch on the television. And I really watched TV as Andrew. And but we plugged in a movie. And it wasn't what we expected. And by that late time, it already had negatively impacted. So I'm going to start and get, are you sending notifications?
Yes, I'm having some issues, so I'm trying to manage
so we're
going to
let
right
you do that. And so then I'll start with the toxic overload. In this book, Toxic Overload, they talk about everyday sources of toxic heavy metals. There's something you want to know about heavy metals, okay? When you have heavy metals in your body, your cells are not as adept at absorbing nutrients. Okay. So you get exposed knowingly to doing your water supply. Okay. You drink out of your tap and you're done. Okay. And so you're eating like an organic salad, or you're taking your mushroom powder, but your body's actually not fully, or the cells in your body are not absorbing the nutrients, and they're not being absorbed. And I'm going to take just a minute so you can focus on it, okay?
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome, though. And so, you're absorbing the nutrients. And so it's really tough when you're not feeling well. Get better. So what does this show up like, right? Fatigue. Fog. Skin issues. I had pus coming out of my eye.
Oh, wow.
The muscles in my legs, they didn't move. They were so fatigued that walking from my car to the house was a struggle. So if you're experiencing these types of things, we can easily energy or any of those things, then you want to take a look at whether or not you have toxic overload. The source, okay? Everyday sources of toxic heavy metals. So carbonated beverages in aluminum cans.
Oh, so popular. Yes.
So the aluminum is a huge contributor to early onset dementia and Alzheimer's.
Mm-hmm.
How it shows up for you every day is brain fog. You don't know.
Wow.
And by the time you're 50, you're like, you get them for people like 50. They're like, they don't understand why they're not feeling.
Oh, no things.
Can't find the
right.
It may be common, but it's not normal.
Accept it as normal.
We accept it as normal because it's happening to our neighbor, right?
Yeah.
Aluminum and Teflon. So I am a bird. If I was cooking with Teflon, they would kill my bird on instant case.
Wow.
Now I want to let you know something. Whenever you buy something that's hazardous for your animal, they get it first. You get it second. So don't buy it. I think Andrew's ready. Do you want to give me a thumbs up? Ready? Yeah. Okay. All right. Now.
I need to tilt the up a little. There you go.
Okay. Yeah. So we're going to don't know your dental amalgam. I can't even pronounce. But basically, your fillings.
Mm-hmm.
So when
you have to make those out of
mercury.
What was it? Mercury, which is bad for you.
Yeah, mercury, tin, silver, copper. Food additive. I'm going to show something on screen. So they're talking about aluminum, and I'm going to segue from heavy metals just for the moment. And I'm going to show you something that will flip you out. So,
ooh,
the colors are nice.
Dying.
Mm-hmm. So, fruit juice. Right?
Ooh. My other son's graduation, he was eating fruit loops in a hotel. And I said, you know, I said, you're studying medicine, you're studying pre-med. You got to know that the things you're putting in your body are not helpful for you. They're chemicals, and the may taste good, but they're not good for you. And so, Jody shared this with me, and I shared it with him, because it's really illustrative of what people are putting into place. Now, this may be an extreme because it's a rainbow. People are told, and they're very told, right, to eat the rainbow. What that means is eat the colors of the rainbow, so you want to eat leafy green vegetables, red peppers, yellow peppers, green beans, all kinds of eggplant, all these colors of the rainbow, which are good colors. These really have a comprehensive understanding of what they do to you, how bad they are for you. And each one of those pieces of cereal, you don't think much about it, but you add up all the dyes for cereal and those foods, processed foods, and meat, and you part of these on the screen here. There's some bad stuff in there.
Is it okay? You don't need to eat
all the nice bread stuff you like. Well, it causes hyperactivity and various types of cancer, which is thyroid cancer and chromosomal damage. In other words, damage to your chromosome.
Yep.
Yellow 7.
A 5.
Yellow 5 causes hyperactivity, chromosomal damage, and thyroid activity, and kidney and adrenal gland. Bladder and testes tumors. Blue 1, hyperactivity, chromosome damage, kidney tumors, and blue 2, hyperactivity, chromosome damage, and brain and bladder tumors.
Giving there, really killing you there is all that sugar. More than 50% of the construction of these cereals is sugar. A lot of the other, whatever else is left is maybe wheat. It's got glyphosate and things in it. It's all around bad mixture for your health.
Talk to us about the glyphosate. What does that do?
Well, glyphosate, if anyone's been on the show before, may have heard us talking about glyphosate is what's if you ever gardening in your yard, if you look for weed killer, found up the best one. As far as killing things, it kills things. But it kills in your body as well. The Roundup is used again as a weed killer. It was originally developed as a pipe cleaner, meaning a pipe cleaner that ground that brings water to your house and waste away from your house. You gotta get rust on them. So they developed this clean the rust out of the pipes. Then they figured out it's really a weed killer as well. So what the people don't even got to put this together. So what that means is glyphosate is put is used as weed killing for is grown. Glyphosate is put on it to kill weeds. Food absorbs the glyphosate, so you're going to be then eating it. So the glyphosate is usually the good way. It's not like you're not taking minerals and nutrients out of your body, not allowing you to absorb. So glyphosate is a bad deal. You even glyphosate even used that thing. I think Jody, fruit or food better. French fries stand up.
Oh, actually, that's a different one. Good. I'm glad you. Thanks for leading the way. So that's a different one. That's Monitor. So Monitor is a potato. So here's the story, and I'm going to move this comment. The story goes, McDonald's really likes these big potatoes. And y'all can look it up. Maybe I'll find it during the show. But McDonald's likes to use these big potatoes because they're very long french fries. It creates a bouquet coming out of the french fry holder, right? Okay.
Yeah.
So that they didn't, this particular type of potato, what kind it is, Idaho, I don't know, is prone to having bruises. Well, McDonald's, I don't want a bruise on my very dry, put this on it, which is called mannitus. Okay?
Mm.
So it's rid of the bruises. Well, maybe not so much. Here's why it's not so awesome. First of all, when they're spraying the field, they do it they do. And then it stays in the field, and then they harvest it. It has to pass off for another 5 weeks in a stadium-sized building before they serve it to you. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what they put on it is like cosmetics, like put makeup on a couple of blemishes or something. Is that what they're doing? Or
yeah.
Foods.
So, and I'm glad you mentioned cosmetics, because that's what that toxins. So this is a nail polish, and maybe not a super popular brand, but it's called Mineral Fusion. This is the only nail polish that I'm aware of. It doesn't mean it doesn't exist elsewhere. It's not made with nail polish. I do it from time to time. You want to use the brand that Carmel tried it. So, So I use this as my nail polish remover. It comes off in a snap.
Oh.
And.
Oh, I know.
I'm going to demonstrate this. I got the nail polish and put it on my face up, okay? We're going to let it dry. And then during the show, I'll take a quick break and I'll get a little cotton swab. And I'll show you how to suck it off. Okay. So back to what Andrew was saying about minerals.
Your body. It's and unfortunately, the food, it's crazy. Because the food, the conventional food, the coffee is the most important food to a degree. Doesn't have the vitamin. The body needs. I think it does. It looks like a green leafy or carrot or whatever it is. You think God's full of nutrients. Vegetables, we will talk about that in a minute. There are only three minerals that are put into the soil. So this vitamin G, it's going to continue to fight for you to keep you alive until it doesn't. They're saying, gosh, I wonder why it happened. I can't figure that. Seems like it just happened overnight. It didn't. Lots of times it's because of the toxin or the lack of nutrition that built over those toxins. So what that means is needs from the food that you're eating, you need to supplement it with other things. People, when we're kids, a multivitamin, sometimes a vitamin C. And sometimes multivitamins, if you got the other ones, are a good thing to have. But there are some core nutrients, some core vitamins that your body definitely needs. I'll throw one out that I take every day, magnesium. It's an easy mineral to take. It's very important. Vitamin C is another good one to have. A whole host of them that you should look into and do some research, because body will thank you for it in the near term, in addition to thanking you for it later.
Such a great point. And I brought up on the screen the three nutrients that are required for plant growth. And that's all they've been in there. Now, I have a picture to show, but as you know, Andrew, I started growing basil, right, in the porch, and I put in trace minerals, all the trace minerals into the basil, because I figured, why not? If I feed basil what it needs, it'll feed me what I need.
So when we talk about you are what you eat, and when that's critical to remember that. The vegetables, the fruits, the meats, the grains that you eat, you need to know what's actually in immune, and ones that are fed growth hormones, M&M, whatever they're fed. So for what you eat because of the hormones, you have to also know what the animals are being fed. It's not just the growth hormones, but it's things to fatten them up, which aren't necessarily good for you. So what they eat, and you look at stress. A lot of animals are stressed out, but wouldn't you? Some people see it's just bad all the way around. You have to be conscious of what you eat because you are what they eat, not just what you eat.
Well, and it's really great. I want to show you guys, so I'm coming back, and I put the post in the thread so you can look this up for yourself. But this is a tour, right? So it's in the thread. And it's exactly what I told you. So go ahead in the screen, in the thread, if you're on Facebook, YouTube, you'll see it pop up. If you're watching LinkedIn, you have to go to Facebook, YouTube, to see it because it's LinkedIn. So I'll remove that. And then I want to talk about the toxicity on our TV. And I'm just going to plant this seed, pun intended. People, you can change your DNA with the right frequency. Okay? Meaning, we play the frequency of love. You can literally change your DNA. And Andrew's going to talk about what happened to our birds when we accidentally tuned in the wrong show. So, wrong movie. So, here we go.
The BOT show invites you to an bigger conversation with the team of Wednesday, repairing broken families with Nicholas and host Karina Mead. Thursday, Dr. Debbie Green. And Friday, health and well-being with Via. Saturday, 12 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, success strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on relationships. Third Saturday, move around with Deborah. Fourth Saturday, wisdom with Mommy. Join us on Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment, 515-605-335. Press 1 to the host and be a part of the solution.
President leaves Chicago. Tax are higher than ever. Every day, thousands of our residents leave Chicago to shop in Indiana. Jobs are being lost and businesses are relocating. Let's find a way to lower our taxes to encourage residents to continue living and shopping in our city. Let's rebuild. Let's restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of the city of Chicago, and I will work hard to find solutions that matter. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
Okay, is there anyone to play on this break, or do we need to?
We'll move to the next for the next one.
Okay, awesome. And then, I'm just gonna
Hi, I'm Jody Scott, Susan Essentials. I started Susan Essentials in 2015 because of our personal health journey. I was over-medicated and put on 19 different medications. And yes, I reversed all my chronic diseases using plant and energy-based healing. It was amazing. At Susan Essentials, we support both consumers and businesses. And we do that with helping your employees or yourself with a food as medicine mindset. How Susan Essentials supports businesses and consumers is we teach people about a business and mindset. So we support people on how to support their own immune system, how to support their brain health, how to support their emotional well-being. And we do that all with plant and an energy-based healing.
Okay, so we are back. It looks like we have a comment from Vieta. She says, grand rising, beautiful soul. Grand rising to you, Vieta, my sister, from another minister. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn this over to Andrew. Give me a minute. And let me get this. So Andrew, you're going to lead here and talking about something that I'm very passionate about, which is what we feed ourselves, like from TV, radio, stuff like that. And I'll let you lead this story. So you are on the show.
Sure. So thank you, Judy. I have this list of movies of things that I want to watch. I've been compiling this for years. Came across a new movie that's been out for not too long. Tom Hanks is the star in it. I was interested in it because it has to do with people connecting with each other over lifetimes and how we are connected with people, not just in close proximity to us geographically, but across around the world and even different generations and different lifetimes. I thought it sounds interesting, and it got good reviews. So we're watching it, and it gets violent. So I'm being whipped. There's a rape scene. There's a killing scene. And it's not good. And it was something that was hurtful to me. I didn't like what I was seeing. It was hurtful to Jody. She didn't like it. And even the bird. Animals can't lie. They can't mask things. You might not understand how they're communicating their feelings. But birds, I'd never seen such a reaction from them before. They went into their cage, they hunkered in a corner, and they closed in their eyes. And you think that maybe they were tired, maybe there was some kind of reaction. So let's fast forward. I shut off the movie well before it had ended. 2 hours before it ended, a long movie, 2 hours before it ended. And then we're understanding the birds are not in a good space. So we tried to bring them out of the cage to comfort them. Could not get it. They were cowering. They didn't want to come. They were scared to come out. Not like them at all. Scared and hurt and affected. So violence affects us on a conscious level because it affects on a subconscious level. Things we can realize how defensive we become in there, and even animals do the same. They understand the energy, not even just the visual energy that comes out, the negative energy that comes out. Why am I bringing this up? Why is it so important? People have an understanding. When children, when adults, watch violence, play violent games, and see things, they accept them as normal. Even in a think about in one generation, the difference we've seen in movie content and television content and radio content, the extreme violence and sexual. If you think back to when it's a fight way, and then you look at what's happening right now. I challenge you to look at the movies that are out right now at the theater, or the movies that are recommended to you on Netflix. You'll find that a large percentage of those are violent-based movies, and we think of those as normal, as allowed. The video games kids or adults are paying. A lot of violence, a lot of sexual content in those video games. It's not a normal thing. It wasn't a normal thing until we were fed and made to think this is okay. I take you to something you and I were talking about yesterday, and it seems innocent enough. Go back to the cartoons. Go back to Looney Tunes. Coyote or Roadrunner would bottom housing. Dynamite would blow up. And then they'd come back to life. No big deal. People get shot. They come back to life. No big deal. It is a big deal. Because reality isn't that way. Reality isn't that someone gets shot and they come back to life. Or a rock falls and they come back to life. It's sad that what we're seeing with issues recently is in what happened in Texas of someone deciding, I've seen shootouts happen on TV, doesn't faze me, it's going to go and do that. Now, there are lots of things that mention this. I'm not confident this man to do that. The evil, evil crime he committed in that school from the emotional trauma that he's gone through or the food that he's been eating that's driving these behaviors. We can get to that in a few minutes. I just want to close up and say what I'm saying right now, that we need to take a proactive approach to what is considered normal for the violence that's displayed on TV and the violence that's displayed in movies, because the more people see it, the more people accept it as normal, the more you're going to see it reflected in what really happens in society. The more shootings, bombings, gun control. Isn't just that. This week at my high school in Alexandria, Virginia, at T.C. Williams, they remember the Titans movie. That's right, at the high school. That outside school killed. Assault weapons, knives. It's the violence where people see, they see display and they mimic it. How you want, it's not what people say, it's what they do. You mimic behavior, you follow behavior, you see others model. So model good behavior. Don't model that which you don't want to see, model that which you do want to see. Jody?
Thank you. Anything to add to that, Naima?
Oh, wow, absolutely. I am so glad, Andrew, you brought this up. Tomorrow on our show, we'll be talking about it because we started last year, but we knew that it was going to take an incident for people to understand the importance of it. And that group is called WAVE, Women Against Violent Entertainment. And our first step is to educate, as you've just done, on the effects of watching violence. And the interesting thing is, just like people have a hard time giving up their sugary with the deadly dye in it, people have a hard time giving up violent entertainment. That also becomes addictive, even though it produces all of those effects that you just described. And we're seeing it played out and horrified when it happens in real life. And yet, when you tell people, turn it off, stop watching it on TV, they're like, well, that's not really the problem. Yes, it is. That is the problem. You're programming your brain to accept this, be stimulated by this. And then also the toxins that are released in your bloodstream when you're under stress, you're feeling the same stress that people are experiencing in the fake movies. You're feeling the stress, and it's affecting you biochemically. So people have to be educated that they're killing themselves by what they're ingesting through the television, whether it's a movie or the news. And we have happening, and we're seeing the effects of it, all these mass shootings. Each mass shooting is upon us to use to stop feeding ourselves poison of violence. And we're going to keep seeing it until we finally get the message. It's like people are going to keep dying from toxins until they get the message to stop killing their bodies.
Well,
so this is
let me connect that, though. Can I connect these dots? So
absolutely.
The toxins that you're putting into your body are impacting how you process information, making
yes.
you reactive, get a gun, get a knife, right?
Yeah.
Get a bat. You're going to outlaw bats,
yeah.
by the way, people. You're going to outlaw baseball bats
yeah.
when those go out of here.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to say that there's a huge connection, and this is the last day of Mental Health Awareness Month, but
mm-hmm.
that's how I live. But there's a distinct connection between what you eat and your mental health.
Yes.
Okay. okay? And so now your body's filled with this toxic food, this toxic information, making it seem normal that it's okay to do X, right? Slice a throat, rape a child, rape a woman, rape a man with a man. These things are not okay.
Yeah.
These things are not okay.
They're not okay.
And don't let your children and watch this.
Oh, yes. Do not let, and I have been in homes where people will have their little two-year-olds watching the most violent movies, and they're just oblivious, you know, and I'm like, but this child is absorbing this. You don't get it? And they're just, oh, they're not paying attention. Yes, they are. They're subconsciously sucking it in. The interesting thing about the movie is I wanted to do a movie about the very holding. I actually, you know, had the thought of one of the characters, you know, being, you know, going back to medieval times, the story times, they've been through, you know, time, war times. And I thought about that, and I thought, but the thing about it, how do you portray something to get people the understanding that we've had these many life experiences and we've had these different relationships with people? How do you portray these things without the graphic violence? So that's the thing I had in my mind when I wanted to do this script. And now, so you've described this movie to someone else, had the inspiration to put together, but they chose to put in all the graphic violence, which really kind of overshadowed what they tried to teach, and that is we are connected over many different lives. Because you're so horrified and watching the violence, it almost doesn't
matter. Thank you. And Trey and I were talking about that even this morning of can you, I was thinking about the movie last time, but it's actually The Passion of the Christ, which shows what the Son of Christ suffered, what he suffered on his way to the cross and actual crucifixion. Do we need to see that?
I know.
No. So there are ways to let's suppose we'll talk about the slave whip that hurt me. I felt pain. You could have the sound of a whip and see nothing, and you can imagine the pain of that feel without showing it. You can imagine that. The mind has a great ability to imagine things. We have a great skill to do that. You don't need to show things. About clothing, and if you don't have a woman doesn't have, man doesn't have to show all parts of the body. You can actually kind of imagine what it looks like underneath the clothes instead of trying to show the people, show the balance of sexuality. You can lead a person to that and
imagination
and go to that place.
Well, so there was a movie that Andrew and I watched, and we're going to bring on Kwame Sundhorst in a moment. He's backstage. And Andrew and I were watching a dinosaur movie on Apple and Apple TV. Now, we all know that the dinosaurs died, so we know how the story is, right? this is not like guesswork.
Not like news.
Not guesswork. And here's the good news. When we watched the dinosaur movie, dinosaurs were dying. No blood, no guts. No, not giving birth to a baby. Some of the blood was shed from the vaginal canal. And it wasn't even, it was just like a normal, like, how it's supposed to be when you're going to birth.
Yeah, after birth. Yeah,
not growth, even by my terms, because I'm highly sensitive. Not growth, accurate, no bloodshed. Nobody had to see bites coming out of people. Right? Or out of soul, I'll call them.
Yeah.
Before we...
That's the question. Why do we believe we need to have things so graphic? And the answer is because it's entertainment. It's like the Colosseum with the lions, gladiators, you know, people enjoying suffering. we have to ask ourselves, why are we enjoying watching suffering? Why do we allow people to show us suffering and we're choosing to use it as entertainment? Why would we want to do that? And we think it's so horrifying. We talk about the gladiators and times in the Roman Colosseums and the feeding the lions to the lions.
Oh, yeah, back off.
We're doing the same thing.
Right. We're feeding your children. What are you feeding your children? And then they go to school and they have fights with people because that's what's in their brain. And then they have nightmares when they sleep and can't sleep through the night because they're horrified.
Yeah.
Anyways, we're going to take quiet before we go to break. And I just want to do this real quick. This is lemongrass. Lemongrass essential oil. Watch this. Okay? So there's coming off with ease. Okay? All I need is
sure, but that's the essence of the plant, right? So it is the essence of the
lemon essential oil or lemongrass is the bloodline or the essence of the plant. And lemongrass is good for you. So now you're not adding a toxin to your body, but you're adding a plant. And vibrational frequency of an essential oil is very high. I don't know what it is for lemongrass. So that frequency builds up in your body, which is a positive frequency, right? Now you just, you know. Man, I finished all this, but look at that. It's pretty much gone. I got some residue, but I'd have to get another little thing. So let's go to Tommy. Shall we? Any questions about that, folks?
That was great. Thanks a lot of time.
Okay, so let's bring out Kwame. Hold on. Kwame, Sun Horse, how are you, Dolly?
I'm very grateful, Jody, and assalamu alaikum to Sister Naima and to Andrew.
How are you, Dolly? Oh,
can you hear me?
Yeah,
it's breaking.
Yeah,
you're breaking up real bad. And you got an echo.
Yeah.
Mommy, I muted you back.
Yeah, you gotta cut.
I
close all windows.
Anybody else have a window open? And then Kwame will get you back in on the show in a second here. Okay? Well, that's kind of a bummer. So, but anyway, you know, Andrew, you make such a good point. And what I learned, and here's Naima. Here we go. Hi there. What I learned back in 2014 when I was watching The Truth About Cancer, is that you can sell the organic food you want and still get cancer. And why is that? You can eat all the organic food you want and still get cancer. Why is that?
Well, there are three T's, astronomy, toxins, and thought. So, toxins are, one thing, I talked earlier, the food doesn't necessarily have enough nutritional value. Even if you're buying it from a Whole Foods or a store that has organic food, necessarily have enough of the nutrition you need, the vitamins and minerals. And you can also get cancer because of there's toxins in the food, there's toxins in the water you shower in, or water you drink. If you're filtering your water, surprise, you're not a fuel seeker. So there's toxins that you're eating, toxins that you're breathing, toxins that you're drinking, traumas. The traumas that we have inside of our head. We're talking earlier about media, violence, or violence you see, violence you experience, challenges, psychological challenges you have. That toxins, trauma, and thoughts. What is it you're putting in your head? What are you thinking about? What are other people telling you? Are they... That's really causing the majority of our problems.
Yeah.
I've got Kwame Sunhorse on the line. He's Kwame.
I was going to call
sure
from Blog Talk. You want me to do that?
Yeah.
Oh, well, we can
hear you. Your
voice okay?
You know, it's very important, you know, topic that you're talking about. There's an excellent book called Genes by Dawson Church. And what he talks about is the neurotransmitters. And when you were speaking about entertainment, that's what they're doing, is to enter and detain us from our higher self.
Mm.
The interference they're doing is through the cellular level and the neural net and the synapses, because what we're looking at is intergenerational trauma. Mm. These generations that are now being programmed, and the genes that are passed on through mitochondria, is significantly important for their work that they're doing and the research that they've done to see how to get this program going.
$7.
Showing that.
All
and that
it
when you put fear into a woman, when you put fear into a woman, it is passed into the child. Genetically, it is passed to that child, and that child will begin to grow into have those fears. The same way that programming, like Jody was saying, that two-year-old sitting in front of a television watching the violence that goes on, it's programmed because 90% of our consciousness, subconscious, picks and up everything that's in our environment. Trauma and environment are the two things that create an addict.
Hmm.
Trauma and environment create addicts. We are like remote, just, you know, like when you go to the car and you get your remote to open it and turn it off. That's what we become.
Hmm.
They have that because these phones that we use, when we hit the button, we turn ourselves on. Just one other thing, and I would ask your audience, the three Zodiac Poem of Salvation by Joe Carey. That's an excellent. We have all the minerals and cell salts that put into our body. There's 3 months that we are missing. We have to understand how to become and make.
Well, I'm going to talk about that.
We appreciate that so very much. I think we're getting ready to go to break after Jody.
Yeah, do we need to go to break? I'm just going to give you a sneak peek. So Tommy's saying that we're basically changing the DNA. And he used an example about using like PFAS in your car. And we're basically opening up the cell tower and your TV set and your cell phone and your microwave oven and your refrigerator. And the light bulbs are not for the human body. So what I'm going to tell you before we go to break is I've been holding out on you. And I'm sorry. And I do mean that from you. We're going to talk about solutions. Because you're right. You can open up the cell body and send a frequency. But I'm going to tell you, I had COVID and I had heavy metal poisoning the last few weeks. I use this sucker. I use the heat. And I use the beer. And I use the blood. And I use essential oils. And I am going to talk about it till flipping blue in the face. So let's go to commercial. Naima, why don't you run the first commercial, and then I'll run the second, okay?
All right. Well, everybody, hold on, and we will be right back. So stay with us.
Our kids are the future and should not be left behind. One person should not decide what is the best for our 77 communities. Politicians must work together for our kids' best interests. They deserve a safe education with resources that meet every student need. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
Okay, and then I'm gonna do my job here, and
Hi, I'm Susan with Susan Essentials. I started Susan Essentials in 2015 because of a personal health journey. I was over-medicated and put on 19 different medications. And yes, I reversed all my chronic diseases in energy-based treatment. It was amazing. At Susan Essentials, we support both consumers and businesses. And we do that with helping your employees as we teach people about a food as medicine mindset. So we support people on how to support their own immune system, how to support their brain health, how to support emotional well-being. And we do that all with plant and an energy-based healing.
So we are back. Just mentioned that we have offices now in Georgia, in Marietta, at the Rossi Chiropractic Center Clinic, and also in Woodstock at Out of the Box Solutions. So you can see Andrew or I at either one of those. So you can see me at Marietta. You can see Andrew at Woodstock. Sometimes I'm at Woodstock too. But he runs the Woodstock office. So. Not just you, this is the healing, okay? And I'm going to be a screen, which will be the website. Let me just go here. And one moment, please. Here we go. So this is holistic healing. And Albert Einstein said, the future of medicine will be the medicine of frequency. And this technology got buried in 1940. 1980s, I believe it was. So it's a portable device, and it uses microcurrent frequency and microprogramming to boost your health and your vitality and your well-being on both emotional, physical, and spiritual level. And so for me, how this showed up this week, okay, was that I ran with this device my small intestines, and I cleaned and brought back into the right frequency. I ran my large intestines. I ran my lymphatic. I wasn't draining because I had, you know, congestion on top of the fact that I had heavy metals. I detoxed using cilantro essential oil and activated charcoal, but you still have to make sure that there's no blockage. So don't get me wrong. I'm not saying you don't see a doctor. I saw a chiropractor. I had an adjustment. And because, you know, the body does not heal unless the spine is aligned. Period. End of story. So you will need to see some doctors, but really it's not so much. Right? So, and I love myself good acupuncturist too, by the way. If you want to float above your body, do that. But the point is that here's what I held. There's anywhere from $15,000 to $3,000. And the next one I'm going to talk to you about is $6,000. But when you put that together for a lifetime, not a week, right, a lifetime, and it does the analysis for you. So you run the theory, it analyzes what's going on with your body, gets to the root cause, tells you what you need to know when you run the program, and you feel that. You still sound like you feel better in instant case, although there are a lot of times we feel better in instant case, especially when it comes to pain. And it still took me days to recover, many days to recover all the exposures that I had. But there are people that go a lifetime and not know what's going on with their body, and they spend hundreds of thousands of dollars without the results.
Right.
Zero results. So, Naeem, let me just finish up the Healy thing here, like on the screen. You know, you can use it at the beach as long as it's on your body, it works. And then I'm just going to do, I think, like a quick, I just want to say, before I had Healy, I had 130 environmental allergies. And so because I had environmental allergies, I had never walked a beach barefoot in my life.
You didn't walk in the house barefoot. Seriously.
Yeah, I didn't, because I was so sensitive to every single thing that I was touching. And the Healy and the BOD together reversed that for me. And so the thing is, a lot of people are like touting, oh, just do Healy, or just do Beamer, or just do BOD, or just do oil. I can't say that. What I can tell you is do them all together, because that's where the power is. The Healy activates the lymphatics. My body had a cellular memory for a clogged lymphatic system. So I saw the chiropractor, I did the Healy. While I was doing the Healy, I did the BOD. The BOD, the breath takes up the interference and clears the cellular memory. We have brilliant people that have technology that allows us to be independent and not hooked on drugs, not hooked on a doctor who keeps on prescribing more drugs, but hooked on life.
So let me think, bring it to make it a little easier for people to understand. We have less current running through it, at maybe low level. But if you think about to when you're in middle school or high school, you learn about electrons, neutrons, protons, positive and negative electric charges. They're charges in your body, and we're electrical beings. We are beings that have things moving all really fast inside of our body. And because we are electrical bodies, These devices, be they sound frequency or microcurrents or pulse, pharmaceutical is mimicking something in nature. So we talked about the essential oil earlier that took off nail polish. Essential oils are the root, the essence of plants and bark and leaves, so everything you can go from a cilantro to vitamin C, it's a lemon rind, the actual essence of a plant. Pharmaceuticals have been created to mimic what nature already provides to us. That's the biology part of healing. There's also electromagnetic frequencies. That's where other elements can help your body to heal itself, because the body understands biology. The body understands electricity. And if you're going to give these technologies that have been developed to help your body do what it already does, God made it to do is heal itself. One thing you really need, of course, is a love and affection. I brought some love and affection right here. If you want to come in and be part of the show, this is Fagala, and I think that it's probably Tinkerbell. You have a parrot. It's going to be good with Jody. And if you want.
You know, it's interesting that you speak of love and affection and then talk about energy. It's directly affected by the energy that we are, and our energy is affected. All the things that we've been talking about, our energy is affected by all the things we're ingesting. And so if we work on an energetic level, we can correct things like the biochemical toxins. We can correct things that create low-frequency thoughts that cause low-frequency behaviors such as violence. We can do all of this with energy-based healing because energy being, and as Joe was pointing out, when you have a device that can reverse the effect of expressing your body, this is something that you can use at home for your whole family, for generations. So and instead of going from and only treat the symptoms and not get to the root cause and heal you, you can actually have a device that heals you.
I'm going to take us back to the first hour of our call when we talked about violence on television, violence in movies, and that's energy. It's not just the visual you're seeing, it's energy that it portrays, the dark, bad energy. And so it is your right about being able to heal through energy and how, and then conversely, how damaging that energy can be. And if someone said, okay, what do you mean, Andrew? I mean, if you're looking at a violent movie, you can feel that negativity. That's why they watch it. They want to feel emotions, high emotions about to get your, you'll feel, sometimes you feel, the energy is not there. I don't like how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
It's the energy. It's a person who's in there, a person who was in there, who left there, who
was in there.
You can feel it.
My mic's open.
Yes, it is.
Okay, and, you know, we're making, this is an excellent point in how we've been able to create frequencies. What we're looking at, the human body is a semiconducting crystal. Okay. the periodical chart. If you look at it, just below carbon is silica. That's what I'm saying. We're called a silica being, because this is what we're now in, is the frequency change. This is what it's going to take for the divine intelligence to help to change and activate that 33,000. There's not junk. It's a memory. Those genes have been laying dormant in order for the right frequency to be turned back on in the galaxy when our solar system gets back into position again.
Absolutely.
Into the age of Aquarius, because you got Aquarius, and you got Aquarius opposite is Leo. Aquarius and Leo, and what Leo is learn to empower oneself. L-E-O.
Learning to empower oneself.
That was left there in the last segment, because at the head of a woman on the body control, she is the reproducer of us. And so what we're seeing now is that we are now moving into a new era. And what we have created is to go against divine intelligence with artificial intelligence. And artificial intelligence is not going to win.
Oh, absolutely. And that's what we should know. You know, no matter what's happening, artificial intelligence is not going to win over the universal intelligence, the universal mind of creation. We should know that, so that we're not living in this state of fear and dread.
Right. So that's, thank you for saying that, because universal intelligence rises above artificial all day long. Like
all
whatever was made in a petri dish or a lab or in a technician's lab, whatever, art.
Why are you saying GMO? It says genetically modified organism, correct? No, it means God's original.
God makes original. Yes. Absolutely. So now, you know, yesterday on Zelda's show, I put a thought out there that just as we have devices that can correct the negative energy and remove toxins from our system, we also have the capacity to correct the energy inside of people from the toxins of want. Have the capacity to change the energy, and the energy that we have is the power of love. That's the creation. And God makes original, our original design is one of peace, love, peace, and joy. That's our original design. So we can reset by the trauma, by all of the things that disturb us and distort us. And this is akin to the energy healing that is done on our physical structure. We can do the same energy healing on the spiritual structure. We have the capacity to do that. I mean, we've all done it. I mean, people talk about, people may say, well, let's all collectively pray for someone. Well, that energy that we send, it does help heal them. We have the because they've been subjected to toxic thoughts and toxic feelings, we have a capacity to heal Earth, to heal those enemies, to heal those who are negatively impacted by the things we've done on this Earth by sending them love energy. And this is how we can reverse the damage we've done, just like we've got devices that reverse the energetic damage we do to our physical bodies. So we can choose to do that, and that is the greatest power that we have. Not worrying about how many more police do we need, how many more tanks do we need to roll down city streets, blast everybody. That's an insanity. We need to heal the toxic energy in the spirit, and that is how we reverse the issues of crime and violence We have that power within us.
I cannot agree with you more. I mean, and I want to do a yes and to that. So first of all, it always starts from within, right? It always starts from with you. So if I have you use a Healy or a Beamer or a Boss, and you are resistant to healing, guess what? It's not going to work. And Kwame is, he texted me a picture of four books, by the way. Biology of Belief. Let me just see if I can get it together. The Biology of Transcendence, Tree of Life, Zodiac Salt of Salvation, A Genie in Your, nice. A Genie in Your Genie. Crap, that's good for me.
Using these tools, people have to work and being into how we need to begin to work within, and that's where the journey is. Because, as Rumi said, everything in the universe is within you. When we learn to use yourself.
So, Kwame, we're showing this on the screen now. Just going to say that again. Ooh. The Biology of Transcendence, Biology of Belief, the Genie in Your Genes, Tree of Life, and the Zodiac Salt of Salvation. So you live about an hour away from me, and I will be hopping in the car to come get your book.
Library cards, and that's hard to do. You can sit on the porch and read it, but you can't take them out. So
Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you, your book's probably a really good entry on it, so I'll take your book.
Healing the soul wounds, because what we're looking at, they're talking about mental illness. The soul is wounded.
Wow.
Because like psychology comes from the word soul or spirit. That's what it means. The souls of people have been wounded. And this is hard because the human mind is disconnected from its spiritual connection. It's being interfered with by the solutions and EMS, all of the things that they put into place is to interfere with nature, has the frequency of giving that is divinely orchestrated, and that's where challenged with that. Forest is the first community. What we have to be able to do is return to our mother, because we've been put in urban, which is that you are banned from nature, so you've been made a human orphan. You take it from orphan and put it to an environment that's not conducive to her lifetime. Sitting on Mother Earth is sitting in the lap of the grand.
I agree with that. That neutralize the impact of the electromagnetic frequencies. And so I'm just going to say that it's, look, for someone, I'm trained, right? I'm trained on meditation. I'm trained on energy healing. I'm trained to pause, which I retrained my brain. It took me a long time. It's so hard to do some of these things without the devices. And yeah, some people don't have access. They're living in a concrete jungle. They can't, it takes some hours to get to a forest, okay, to grow. And so I really want to really push hard on this, people. Get yourself what you need. Come to me and see me. You got one minute on my website. This is critical. This is not funny. These are unprecedented times. Muscle up.
Right.
I gave
Absolutely.
I gave it to disabled so that I could buy a water filter. Okay? And I gave up a lot of things. I sold things so I buy a neutralizer for my home. And these aren't even that expensive, but keep in mind, I was on disabled. disability. It wasn't really bringing in much money. But a neutralizer is $80 for the house. Covers 5,000 square feet. What are you thinking?
Yeah, right? you have to control the energy in your environment. And I will say, before we take a break, I just had dental surgery, and I was in so much pain, but I was determined not to take drugs, to put any more toxins in my system. And I called Jody, and she was healing. And the next day, I was from, they give you that scale of pain, you know, 0 to 10. I was at a 10, and I was down to 0 by the morning. I could actually function. I felt get through this and natural thing that took cold, you know, for healing. And I just said I was not drugs, because then you got the side effect from the drugs after the drug wears off, and I didn't want that. So I justified that it worked. And
where I'm in Georgia, you're in Chicago, and I ran the healing on you. So if you don't have to be in the same state, you have to be in the same country.
Right. So, you know, and this is why I give the analogy that we have the power to send.
Oh, we just lost Nima for a moment. You know what? While she's trying to get back online, I'm to run a commercial on blog. So give me a actually, I'm going to run one of ours because I don't see, I know that the person was a particular commercial, but I don't actually see it. So give me a minute. I'll run one of mine.
With a simple blood test and food plan, Tucson Essentials will help your business, your family, and you eliminate toxins and create a step-by-step plan to nourish your mind, body, and spirit. Click here to learn more. Tucson Essentials leads you to wellness by giving you access to more than 20,000 sustainably produced nutritional products delivered direct to your door.
Crime in Chicago continues to increase. Communities and politicians must come together to make a change. No one person can solve these problems by themselves, but I believe together we can make progress. Let's provide job training, economic growth, and invest into our 77 community. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for Mayor.
Well, we are back, and Andrew, in transformational for you on your health journey, you know, you've heard about the power of toxic thoughts, right? Got Nima back, and then I'm back in it. What is food? And you have a couple stories to tell about Beamer, if I recall. Is that right?
Well, sure. I'll get to that. I guess something else first. So,
sure.
We talk about the three T's: toxins, traumas, and thoughts. And toxins, we've talked about being in food supply for the water that you drink your shower in, because if you're not filtering the water that you're showering in, you are the filter with all the toxins that are in the public water system. There's other toxins that people put in, their body that I used to. Alcohol. Alcohol is a toxin. It's a poison. It makes you feel good, but there are a lot of detrimental effects to it. And actually, I got it to a point. This is a foundational point. They don't want to live with that anymore, so they make the change. I drank alcohol, hard liquor, beer, wine, different kinds of things throughout my adult life to kind of calm down and escape. And many people do that. And I got to meet my beautiful wife now. She's on Calvin. You should really make a choice. And she said, me, you can use liquor. I said, and sometimes it comes down to, you know, to making what you think are hard choices, and you really have a clear choice to make. And now there's a clear choice to make. So I chose her. I'm so grateful I did.
I'm
here! Talking about alcohol or anything else that you're struggling with, and you say, put easy, find down a little paper and say, what am I gaining from doing this, using this, experiencing this? What have I lost by using this or experiencing this? It doesn't just have to be alcohol. It could be the violent movies we talked about. It could be a relationship that you're in that you're thinking, I'm not sure that woman, that guy's right for me. What do I find exciting? What's been good to me? What's not been good? You got to weigh those benefits and costs and advantages to see what's really worth it.
Absolutely.
And you'll find, as I found, once you give up that sophisticated alcohol for the good toxicity, you feel better, you react better, you respond better to the situation. So the alcohol was about food as well. If you put the right food in your body, the right nutrition in your body, you respond to it. You know that intuitively. Well, of course, if you're eating good foods and without pesticides, food without growth hormones, the water that's filtered, after a very short period of time, your body's going to start to say, hey, I'm thinking better and I'm responding better to the things. And so those toxins, traumas, and thoughts, work on those every single day.
Toxins, traumas, and thoughts. Kwame wanted to respond to what you just said, Andrew. Go ahead,
okay.
Papa Kwame.
Yeah, and I thank Andrew for 3 days, because what he's sharing is the main dangers, what the indigenous people call alcohol. And we have to understand that the human body has its endorphins and has its releases. He said you eat the right foods and the right things that will give you the same pleasure. And the other part of it is that it's through environment and trauma creates the cost of it, the highest harm, even when the woman's body already has the chemical makeup that when she's producing a child, it will give her the necessary her body to produce that child upon this earth. So what we're seeing is that we have changed ourselves in creating pleasure when the body is already made to produce its own pleasure sensitivity.
Oxytocin, serotonin,
right.
Already got all the hormones. But when you are living in a state of artificially induced stress, your brain actually loses the capacity to naturally produce those hormones. And that, I think someone, I can't remember who said it, but something that causes, I don't know if you said it, Andrew, I don't know if Baba Kwame said it, but it's about what creates
addiction.
your addict. When you can't get the natural, and then it just becomes an addiction. So what a lot of people are experiencing is that they have traumas, and they have thoughts, they have toxins, they have all of these things that they're living with, and so they are looking for artificial means to self-medicate and do what the body does naturally if you treat the body right. And if we can teach that and we can help people to restore themselves to their natural balance and empower the body to do what it does, then we'll see a lot of this aberrant behavior disappear.
Well, so I'm going to take a shift in the mindset because people are accustomed to going to the doctor, paying $30 copay, and then coming out a bottle of pills, okay, and like that's going to be the solution. So the mindset has to be that A, okay, and B, and I'm not saying that doctors don't help. They do, you know. But mostly you are helping yourself, okay? And you're getting a coach for the rest of your life, by the way.
Right.
I'm just going to say, coach, that pisses me off to no end.
Right.
Yeah. So you want a coach who's going to graduate you, and that during the coaching process, they empower you to do these things on your own, not that you can't come back to the coach, but that you then come back for short and small stints of capturing some information, okay?
Right.
But we don't want you tethered to other people in order to have your divine right to your own health. That's
right. 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 And from the day that's what grandmothers used to do, to see that advisor. But really, you're at some point, you know, you got to take responsibility for somebody wants power over you so that they have to tell you what to do, and you believe that you have to get their direction.
Oh, he's cutting that again. So I think what Naima is trying to say is anybody who feels that they need to power over you and get direction from you in order to make a move is not how you want your life to be. So I just kind of took over Naima because you found. Did you catch what I had said? Oh, you did, but you're muted now. Not by me, just the universe. For some reason, so while we're waiting for Naima to get her audio back, Andrew, did you want to contribute?
I'm not sure. I'm trying to think about this one.
So the thing is, I mean, you want to be tethered to somebody, right, to have health, what we're saying.
Your mantra, one of your mantras, is self-care and helping people to give people the tools and the notes to put in. So it's really about finding guidance and finding, Tommy shared those books, and we shared some other resources. It's a matter of calling in. You can call into Naima, you can call into Jody, you can call into me to get some advice, and the advice doesn't necessarily even cost anything. To be able to have a better understanding of what's available. So that means from the thing we haven't talked about, which is anything you can do anywhere, anytime. If you really ground yourself, and to get guidance, to get guidance from a person like you, you can get guidance from God. If you're quiet and you ask to listen, and if you're in tune, you're going to hear answers. That's another important part of healing and stability and grounding.
Well, and it's interesting. So thank you for bringing it up. I created a new program, and the program is called the 3 R's, okay? And I'm going to show you guys this program, and I'm really going to encourage people to start reaching out and calling me, and I've never really, really pushed this before, but call me. I know you need my help, so just call me. Don't be shy. Don't sell yourself short. So this is the new program, and it's called the 3 R's, and they say embrace the intuitive soul within you, okay? And looks like we lost Naima again for a moment. But your divine right to hear God. This is not special for me, people. So not special for me. And I went on this journey, and if you want, you know, of reclaiming my health, and you can download my free book when you go to the website, Susan Essentials. And when you go to the top button, you can, you know, download the book, or you go on the bottom of the page and download the book. You can get the book. And they have testimonies about what I've done for others, both written and video. You know, it's having the 3 R's, which is removing toxicity, which is, as we've discussed today on the show, is not just your food and water supply. It's not just your air supply. It's the people that you hang around with. It's the TV, the radio. If it's not positive, whatever it is that you're looking to receive, good health, abundance, love relationships, you deserve this. And it's a 90-day program. And so if you're not ready to jump into a 90-day program, that's fine. Hire me for a day or an hour of one day so that you can, Naima, you're back, I think. Let me know. Okay, let me take it back. Hold on. You hire me for the day or for an hour of the day so that you can, like, get a glimpse of what this is going to look like for you. Because once you start following these easy steps and stop spending money on things that don't suit you,
it's transformational. Jay and I met a great guy, who at a wellness fair that we attended at Rossi Chiropractic Center a few weeks ago, and this gentleman reached out to her. I met him. We had a good conversation. She really helped him with things, and then Jody said, "You have what you need. We have what you need." Time. Many people have been with doctors for years. So he says, my job is to have clients self-care, help give them the tools that they need to do it on their own. It doesn't sound well, what the business is about. When he finds satisfaction, he finds healing in what happened, he'll pass it along. It's about you can do it yourself, but you just need to know the tools and what you need, how you can heal yourself. That's the joy of the best.
Thank you, Andrew. Thank you. You want to share your story about using electromagnetic frequencies in your...
The femur is one of the technologies we use in our house, and it runs on electromagnetic frequency, which are magnets. This particular technology has a large mat that you put down on a bed, on a chair, or couch, to lie down on, about 5 feet long, a little bit longer. It's got, and so when you turn it on, it runs for 8 minutes. So you can set a level from 1 to 10 in VRL because you don't need your body being that excited. But the way that it works is that it works on circulation and on the muscular system. Your cavity, so the blood is pumped through your, from your heart through your arteries, and then it gets down to your capillaries, the smallest blood vessels in your body. And by the time it gets down there, the heart is not going to get down to your extremity, your feet, your hands, your legs. along, and maybe or if we get old, this doesn't work as well. This technology works to make blood carrying red blood cells with more oxygen to heal. It's having more white blood cells to help with infection. And so the story Jay is telling about is I lay down on the Beamer mat, and it's also there's a video of where the blood flow. This is actual microscopic, the Beamer of the blood vessel on the left-hand side where the blood vessel was. And using the Beamer, during using the Beamer, you see the increased blood flow. It's hard to miss. That's what happened. That's what it's showing. So with more blood comes more oxygen. With more oxygen comes more healing. So going to what Jody wanted to discuss, the Beamer also has attachments which are more concentrated, localized. I had a torn meniscus, and the doctor said, we can sew it up, and that was where the pain for you. You can actually heal it, and we're going to take out the broken part together. So if you deal with the pain, you shouldn't have the surgery. So let me try this Beamer technology. So I tried it. I used frankincense essential oil. I did ice on ice off for a few days in the beginning. Then I used this Beamer bot, the concentrated one, concentrated device, for 3.5 weeks, maybe 4 times a day, 5 times a day at the beginning. My meniscus healed. I started running again, jogging full speed. No problem, no pain. It was bad. If you had a torn meniscus or you had a knee problem before, it's painful. Now there's no pain, no discomfort, no issue, and no reducible ability. I have no issue at all. The recovery time is 3.5 weeks. Normally, a torn meniscus surgery is 3.5 weeks recovery, but you're tonight, you're having surgery. I had no surgery, same recovery time.
How much is deductible for surgery about?
So you've got a cost to go into, you've got the time, the cost to go in for the surgery. You've got any time you have surgery, even if it's arthroscopic surgery, you have this risk of infection or the risk of complications. So this Beamer technology eliminates all those risks. This is a risk-free procedure. And the simple thing is, it's good for other animals. Other, if you have a shoulder that's closed, if they've got a hurt lifting weight, you can use the Beamer right there because the increased blood flow can help you heal. It's just the way the body works. The body will feel better if it gets more blood and oxygen. Well,
I got to read this to you, okay? So it says on the screen, I'm not going to show the screen, but the projectable mask for 2020 was 1945 per individual, 722. $6,992. How much is the Beamer?
$6,000.
And each year you're going to pay at least $10,000 on your deductible. Huh.
Well,
so,
this is the beauty of these devices we've described. The real beauty of it is you buy it once, you use it for your lifetime. You buy it once, use it for your lifetime. And family members you have, loved ones you have in the house, use it as well.
Your pet.
Everyone share it.
I want to run this video. Can I do that? Sorry, I'm interrupting. I apologize.
You've got 6 minutes.
I know. It was a 3-minute commercial or a 3-minute thing.
How does it work? Folks, Beamer stimulates muscles. The pulse electromagnetic field from removes through the air being treated stimulates the cells that the pulse electromagnetic field interacts with. Then through the tissue into the vessels you see on the screen here, supporting healthy local circulation where the field is applied. In addition, Beamer productively stimulates your muscles in order to increase blood flow and optimize muscle performance as well as supporting recovery.
Here at this intravital microscopy video, this is the local microcirculation of a male who's been under chronic stress. And what we're seeing here is a zoom-in view of a local area of microcirculatory vessels. And on the left side of the screen, you're looking at an arteriole that's vertically orientated, and on the right, also oriented vertically, is a venule. The small vessel that is branched off horizontally on the left is a capillary. Arterioles responsible for branching the capillary and its components, the cells are vital for these muscle to function. You can see the blood flowing quickly in all the vessels. You observe little capillaries not being adequately perfused. The cells do not get what they need to work properly. You're going to see here also that there's no vascular movements or oscillations occurring with the arterial on the left side, which should be. There's restricted blood flow, there's poor perfusion, and diminished venous return. Too much of this going on, and you're going to feel tired, you're going to feel sluggish, maybe even experiencing cold hands, cold feet. But one thing's for sure, poor blood flow can be the precursor to many issues that people experience every day, and they don't even know. Let's take a look here at what happened to Beamer after it was only or not for 3 months of treatment. You'll already start to see this increase in blood flow. You can see the capillary open up. There's an increased arterial flow. What you can see is an increased venular flow returning cardiac oxygen back to the lungs and clearing out the waste products from our body. Here we are after 6 minutes of, I want you to pay special attention to the right side. This venule where the white blood cells are rolling over the endothelial wall of the vascular lumen. Think of it. It's like the cops or police being out on the street patrolling and protecting you. That's your mobile immune system. Your blood is flowing. When it's moving, your immune system is vital. If your blood is not functionally flowing, you can't possibly have a high-functioning immune system before you're not protected. You can think about it this way. If you're perfused, you're protected. Now we're going to take a look at and we're going to see the lingering effects of Beamer after only 22 lasts up to 18 hours for some users. Sometimes more, sometimes less. But the fact is, Beamer is an incredible tool to support local circulation and keep you performing at your best.
I want to add yes and to this. So we pair that with the body because the body has a cellular memory for not having good flow. Right? Like you ate crappy or you had an accident or you had the stress. So when you hear these devices, the Healy, the Beamer, God, the results are transformational.
I think you got a call at 863-816. Got about 30 seconds to speak.
Okay. Oh, we got a call. So 863-816, we're going to bring on. We'll go over for a couple of minutes just so. Go ahead, you're live. Where are you calling from? Hello? Okay, so we're going to go to 312671. We've got 60 seconds. Hello?
We are not alone. Yes, good morning. This is Minister Robert Floyd Plump. I'd like to continue this conversation or discussion in a community collaboration at the National Black Wall Street, Chicago, 4655 South, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Drive.
Chicago, Georgia.
I just did him. So, guys on the show, we do charge for that, and you can advertise on the show. Please see my name, Elizabeth.
You can email me at naima.thefemalesolution@gmail.com. naima.thefemalesolution.com.
All right. So this has been really helpful. If you are watching this and you want to share with friends, we appreciate that. We're very grateful. Any last closing items from either Andrew or Naima?
Watch what you put in your body. Watch what your eyes see. Be cognizant of it because it makes a difference. And watch what your kids are seeing. Watch your kids are watching. You can make a difference. You can make a huge difference in the lives of in their lives.
Absolutely. Couldn't have said it better. All right.
God bless. God bless. Thank you both for being here. Thank you, Fagala. And come on up. Thank you.
They're calm today. They're reflecting peaceful energy in the home.
Yeah, and we'll have another follow up to the show because we really did to help. 1 minute. Do you selenite sticks to help little bird bodies to the happy sticks? We used the 528 birds. We did Reiki on them. We loved them. So, I mean, anything you want to add? She said we loved them. It's what she really wanted to talk about. Because everything is got to try hard.
Love is the healing energy, and that's what we can do for all of those souls who are in pain. Send them love energy.
You got it. All right. So I guess we're just going to – I got to run the end of the show. So we'll do that. Give me a minute here. There we go. Yay.
We've come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/thefemalesolution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Sheshe, India, Zanyaba, Japan, Arigato, Korea, Kamsamnida, Russia, Spasiba, Germany, Danke, Poland, Dziękuję, France, Merci, Spain, gracias, Italy, grazie, Egypt, shukran, Ghana, medasi, Nigeria, eshe, South Africa, ngiyabonga, Senegal, jeret, Kenya, asante, Israel, toda, Pakistan, shukriya, Afghanistan, Tashakur, Saudi Arabia, Shukran, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you, and may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.